It's a voice like none other. It says that he speaks in a still, small voice to each and every one of us today. And I'm thankful that I know him as my Lord and my Savior and my friend, because he is our friend. In the book of Philippians, in the second chapter, is where we'll be reading from. It's good to see Brother Jim come in. While you're opening your Bibles up there, let me give you some comfort, I guess, just so that everything ought to be known in the church house, I believe. But Brother Mark is looking at, because every time that door, somebody knocks on it or the phone rings in the back, you can almost see the anxiety come over. So Brother Mark is looking at upgrading our security system. And we thank the Lord for that. Hopefully we'll have more cameras and be able to record, actually, instead of just have just visual at that time. But we'll be able to record on and have time delay. I believe that's what it's called. But we'll have that coming soon. And this is something that some of you, it may not set well, but I believe that we have to do everything we can to protect our people. And there are folks, and I'm not going to mention names, but there are folks that do carry in the church house. And I that gives me comfort, because if somebody comes in wielding an, some type of instrument, armed, I know that we have some that are here to protect us as well. And it's not me. I don't even own one. But if I did, the Bible says that we ought to carry our sword with us. And I think we can insert there that we can carry our sword and our gun to help us to protect against the wiles of the devil. In the book of Philippians, in the second chapter, read along with me if you would, starting at verse 9. He says, "Wherefore God have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And stop reading there tonight. And I'd like to bring to you a message entitled, "No Greater Name." No greater name than that of Jesus. He is our Lord and our Savior. When we began to think about his name, Jesus was the last, if I recall correctly, of seven individuals that was named before they was born. He was the last one that the name was given while he was still in the womb by God. It wasn't Mary or Joseph who named him. It was God who gave him his name. In fact, before he ever was, his name was already made known amongst men. When we believe or begin to look at his name, it's a name that has been used in so many different wrong ways. His name is not associated, or should not be associated, with cursing. But his name ought to be lifted up, because he is the only begotten Son of God. At his name, the demons have to bow. At his name, no matter what is ailing us, the Bible teaches us that we have, I preached several years ago about the power of attorney. It's not in your name or my name, but it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we can put the demons on the run. You say, "But Roger, you said earlier that you get frustrated and angry when you hear all the things that's going on." But then in the flesh, I do. But in the spirit, I remember there is one that's greater than Congress. There is one that is greater than the Senate. There is one that's greater than the president or even the UN. And his name is called Jesus Christ. At his name kingdoms have been brought down. You remember the story in the Bible where it says that there was a stone that come running down through Babylon, and it tore down the kingdoms of this world. It wasn't a nameless stone. It was the name of Jesus that come and tore down the kingdoms of this world. Every kingdom that's been destroyed has been destroyed because of their resistance to God and to His Son, Jesus Christ. Every kingdom that has been destroyed was destroyed because they did not believe upon His name. Here He said that every knee, in the first 10th verse, He said that at His name every knee should bow. In the 11th verse, He said, and every tongue should confess that He is the Lord. But we see today that instead of calling upon Him, when God is beckoning to people's hearts and their lives, many wait until it's too late. And you say, when is it too late? Once death has come, it's too late to call upon Jesus. Once you've been turned to a hardness of heart or a reprobate mind, it's too late to call upon His name. I wish that our world today would not use His name the way that they do. Christians included. Many of us wait until the 11th hour to call upon His name when we're in need. When what we really should do at the first hour is call upon the name of Jesus Christ. All healing is in His name. All prayers that are prayed goes through His name. Did you know you and I can't go to the Father? Jesus is sitting at the right hand making intercession for you and I. What He's doing is He's pleading our cause before the Father. And when the Father would say or might say that we don't deserve what we're asking for, I believe that Jesus says, true, but give it to them in My name. And through His name, you and I have received salvation from hell and destruction. But we received much more, Brother Les. We've received healing along the journey. I know that many of y'all was praying for Beck yesterday during her procedure because there was no fear in the room. There was no anxiety that was there in the room. And you say, how do you go through something like that and not be worried about it? Because at the name of Jesus, His name, no matter what the circumstance is, how many of y'all believe that Jesus can do anything that we have need of? Amen. And He said in His name that He would never leave us nor forsake us. Even when we feel like we're all alone. Has anybody else ever felt like you was all alone? You had been forsaken and nobody cared. Nobody was showing love. Nobody was lifting you up. But then you remembered, even though the whole world may forsake you, I have not a friend in sight. I still have my dearest friend. At His name, kingdoms have come down. At His name, many of households has been restored. At His name, many have left behind a witness that if I never see you again on this side, I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. At His name, many great people that have been against the church and been against God have been shown the reality that without Him, they have nothing whatsoever. You could have all the money in the world, but if you die without Jesus Christ, you have nothing. You're dying a pauper, because only thing you had was what you had in this life. But I'm thankful at the name of Jesus, I can brag that I've got riches untold. Not in a bank here, not in stock here, not in any tangible thing on this side of the river, but I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got loved ones waiting there for me because they called upon His name. But most of all, I get to go because I cried out upon an altar on a Saturday night and said, Lord, save me. And you know what he did? At his name, because I called upon him, he came in and saved my dying soul. The church couldn't save me. The preacher and the deacons couldn't save me. Aren't you glad that you got the old time, old fashioned way of getting to know Christ? In fact, it's not just the old time and the old fashioned way. It's the only way to get to God is through and by his marvelous, wonderful name today. It doesn't matter what you're going through. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Many of us, the Bible says that some men's sins go on before them and some follow after. Because we called upon the name of Jesus. I know y'all ain't been in church in a while, so maybe we got to get you warmed up just a little bit. But at the name of Jesus, we called upon his name. And all the burden was lifted up. How many of you got a burden tonight that you just can't seem to shake because it's so heavy upon you? You're worried, you're fear, you got anxiety, you got stress, and everything that's going on. Let me preach to you tonight that if you would just call upon Jesus, you know what he'll do? He'll come or he'll speak the word that you stand in need of tonight. I believe it like this tonight. When a saint of God, somebody that has been saved by God's grace, begins to pray. And I don't mean just say a few words, but I mean really pray. I believe that the angels stand dispatched, ready to come and help you in your battle, help you in your fears, help you no matter what it is that you have at his name. Brother Jim, we could call upon him and say, Lord, in your name, in the name of Jesus, I command the demons, the devil, to leave me alone. Do you know we could put the devil on the run? Some of us today, we've allowed the devil to move in and he's sitting in our easy chair. When because we don't think we have the power to put him on the run. But when we begin to walk around the house, can anybody see some of your mothers or fathers or grandmothers or grandfathers when they got down, when they was really stressed out to the limit and didn't know where the next meal was going to come from? You know what they would begin to do? I could see my granny walking around the house with her little handkerchief and just praying and worshiping God. We knew not to say anything because she was in a conversation that only God could understand. And you know, because she called upon the name of Jesus, every need was met. Us kids was watched over. I know that Brother Lloyd made mention of those kids in Washington, but let me tell you today, our kids need somebody to call upon the Lord on their behalf. Say, Lord, watch over them and help them, because the devil is warring against your house, your kids, your grandkids, and he's trying his best to tear them down to where they believe they have to go along with the crowd. Let me preach to us tonight. I'm glad when we began to mention the name of Jesus, the devil has to get on the run. You remember they said, Jesus we know and Paul we know, but who are you? It's not me that they're afraid of, but they are afraid of the name of Jesus. There's never been a name like his name. I remember Brother Roger Neal when he would come, when they were singing and traveling. Y'all remember he would sing that song that said, Wonderful is his name. Wonderful. The Bible said in Isaiah that he shall be called Wonderful and Counselor. Everything we need, church, we've got it in the name of Jesus. You need help, call upon him. Sometimes I believe that that's the only time some people call upon him, is when they need help. When was the last time you went before him and said, Jesus, like Dottie Rambo sung that song many years ago, Sharon, said, I didn't come to ask for anything. I just came to thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. You know, we're supposed to magnify his name. That's what Elizabeth said. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit doth rejoice in Christ my Savior today. He is everything that we stand in need of. Is he your all in all tonight? Help me preach for a few more minutes this evening. That, you know, I said we haven't had church because of the snow. You don't have to worry. I'm not going to be too long-winded. But we ought to be able to magnify his precious and holy name for all that he has done for us. How many of you did he wake you up this morning? Did he watch over you all day long? How many people that went into eternity? When I was coming home from the hospital, bringing Becky home today, we passed three big accidents that was northbound. And you know, if I'd been traveling that way, I could have very well been in one of those accidents. You say, Roger, you got a vivid imagination. I just want to brag upon the Lord. It's he that watches out after me, watches over me, protects me. And I know I'm in a Baptist church, but I believe that most of you will agree with me. I've got angels watching over me that Jesus has dispatched around us and our family. The kids are all right. They're not doing everything that they should be doing, but God is watching over them because somebody is praying for them. Somebody's praying for Jacob. Somebody's praying for your kids and for my kids. And you say, well, who is it? Did you know before Jesus left here, he prayed for all of us? Well, that'll preach one. He prayed for every one of us. And even as they was crucifying, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The most precious name, the most precious man that's ever walked upon the face of the earth, had a name that was higher than all the kings and potentates that's ever lived. I can't recall many of the kings and that went down through history and even in the Bible. In fact, there were some that thought maybe after a generation or two that the name of Jesus would be forgotten about. But here we are over 2,000 years later. And there is still a handful of people that believe at the name of Jesus. Everything we stand for and that we stand in need of and everything that we have a reason to worship for is found in that one name. I hope you don't come to worship the pastor. I hope you don't come to worship the church. We come to lift up the name of Jesus because he said at his name, the knee shall bow and the tongue shall confess. He said in his word that if we would preach about Jesus and about what he could do, that we would see the change break off of our people that are in prison today. And you say, are you talking about in the legal system? Folks, we've got people that come here Sunday after Sunday that are locked up in the devil's prison. And I'm not criticizing him. I was once in the same boat they're in. In fact, the man that was here tonight that confessed he was an alcoholic and even had the stench of alcohol on him. I was as lost as he is. But praise God. Anybody else want to praise him tonight? At the name of Jesus, when I called upon him, he came down and he saved our dying souls. At his name, I'm not going to praise and worship Mary or Joseph or one of the apostles. You know who I'm going to praise? I'm going to praise the man that died on the cross, hung between the heavens and the earth, and made it possible that I could have life and have it more abundantly. At his name. If you did not call upon his name for salvation, you're not saved. Did you know we live in a world that's full of religion? There was somebody, and I don't know who it was, that attacked our vice president and his wife, saying he's the worst example of a Christian that ever was, because his wife teaches at a school. And she had to, the school does not allow certain folks in that school. Okay? And they said because of that exclusion, that made them poor Christians. Did you know Jesus didn't accept everybody? He still don't accept everybody. The only ones he accepts is those that come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's all. He wants everybody to go to heaven. But not everybody's going to heaven. You say, well, they look good. Doesn't matter. They're not going if they've not been saved by the name of Jesus Christ. He has a name, the most wonderful name in all of the history of mankind, is found in the name of Jesus. For he came to save us from our sin. How many of you know that you've been saved tonight? How many of us realize his name is higher than any other name there is in this world? No other name given under heaven amongst men that you can call upon except through and by the name of Jesus. And I know not to throw stones at religion, but it's not in the Pope. Amen. You know how many people the Pope has saved? None. In fact, if he's never called upon the name of Jesus Christ for Lord and Savior, he needs to get saved. You say, Roger, now you're being judgmental. I said, if. Right? True people know whether they've been saved or not. If you don't have a time and a place where you got saved. And I have to go back and retract. I don't have it in this Bible. I've got it in another Bible. For many years, I didn't know what day it was I got saved. I did not know the exact year. But I knew the place. Amen. And the old church clerk, when she heard that, she went back through the records and found it. And she brought it to me on a little piece of paper. And you know how sentimental that is? I still have it on that little piece of paper. Stuck in my old Bible. Because that is the greatest day in this poor boy's life. That when you call upon his name, there's just something wonderful about that name. Say it out loud. Jesus. There's just something about that name. When I say it, I can feel the hair on my arm stand up. On the back of my neck. You know why? Because there's power in his name. No matter where you're at. I want to close with this final thought. No matter where you're at. No matter what you're going through. No matter if it's good or bad. I tell you often. When I'm around the house or out working on something or even at the job. And I say, Lord, I need help. I've even prayed as I was going into the workplace and said, Lord, would you enlarge my mind? Give me the wisdom to be able to do the job that I have to do. And when something would come so quickly, even in the midst of the job, I just look up and say, thank you, Lord, because I know it was he that heard my prayer and answered it. How many of you tonight call upon him other than on Sunday or Wednesday night? You know what? I believe he loves to hear his children's voice. I love to hear his more than, don't take this to heart, but I love to hear his voice more than I love to hear your voice. I love to hear his voice more than to hear the voice of Becky or the kids. Or Gavin. And I put him in there. Also, Sharon. Because often as today I look at him and I say, what did we do before he came along? What did I do before him? Yeah, we've got other kids and other grandkids. But not one can take the place of any other one. Grandmas and grandpas, am I preaching the truth? They're all special. And you know who made it all possible? Jesus. He's the one. Have you got anything to thank him for tonight? You say, Roger, if we answer these questions, you're going to keep on preaching. Sometimes we just need to say, Lord, I thank you. Be like that song that Dottie Rambo wrote. I didn't come to ask you for anything, Lord. I just come to thank you. Thank you that it's your name. All my needs have been met. In fact, the writer of old said it like this. He said, I've been young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. You know what he was saying? At the name of Jesus, I've always had somebody walking beside me. At the name of Jesus, I've always had food on the table. I've always had clothes on my back. I've always had a roof over my head. Because Jesus made it possible. Some might say, I work and earned it, and therefore I get the credit. I say, who woke you up? Who gave you the skill set? You know, there's a lot of people out there that's a lot smarter than we are. Somebody said amen. The rest of us don't want to admit it. But you know what God did? He took just a bunch of poor folks and gave them a talent to where they could go out and be able to make a living for their families. And for that I say, thank you, Lord. Brother Lloyd shared many months or maybe years ago with us about his work history. How he came up here and got a job and just kept working his way up. Now, I don't say this to offend Brother Lloyd, but I don't believe it was all Brother Lloyd's doings that he was able to progress. Just like myself. You know what helped us progress? We kept our eyes upon the Lord. We kept our hearts to where God could use us and God bless. How many of you know God blessed you? At the name of Jesus, He blessed you. Because in Scripture, the 10th verse said it like this, of things in heaven, things in earth, and even things below the earth. He's in charge everywhere. Oh, some of y'all didn't get that. He's in charge everywhere. Heaven answers to Him. The earth answers to Him. And even below the earth answers to Him. Everything that there is, there was not anything that was made that was not made by Jesus. Amen? And the Scripture says it was not us that made ourselves, but it was He that made us. He made us. Tonight there is no greater name than the name of Jesus Christ. And there are some good names in this. Paul is a good name. But you know what Paul said? Oh, I'm not even worthy to be mentioned in the same sentence, right? You know what John said? I'm not even worthy to bow down and tie his shoes. He is so much greater. In fact, John said, I am not he, but he that come after me is mightier than I. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. How many of you been baptized? Amen? Oh, some of you scared. Once you've been baptized, you know that it was God. Tonight as we pray in our closing, before you ask him, let's thank him for what he's already done. Let's praise him for what he's done. You know, we've had it too easy. We've had it too easy. Our forefathers come in the church worshiping God because God had answered their prayers during the week. And they couldn't wait to get in the church house. Anybody ever seen church break out in the parking lot? You ain't seen it in a while, have you? They were so happy to get to church and testify. See, our people today couldn't sit through an old-time worship service because people are too interested in what the time is. Time's getting away. It's getting away, all right. And our people are dying and going to hell because we don't have time to worship. I didn't know I was going to say that tonight. But it's true. Tonight we're going to close with an altar of prayer. We're going to thank him for what he's done. Or I am. Thank Him for that marvelous name. And before you go to sleep tonight, say His name again. And when you wake up in the morning, say His name again. And throughout the day, say His name. And I'm not talking and using His name like the world does. I'm talking about using His name with reverence and honor and from the heart. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I praise You tonight for Your marvelous Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I praise You that